Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. I want to start out by saying that music is like poetry, and it has a message, and history like a diamond shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions, and news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. I'm asking each and every one of you to pull back your musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora, and you're sure to find our Quest Moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibrations. So I want to thank you once again for joining us to hear another and different perspective of our community. And Quest Youth Radio tonight is honored to have Tamara Seville, community manager from J.P. Morgan Chase in Roselle, Union County. And today we feature her, right? And she will be talking, you know, as we normally do every month, as we've been doing, for our special segment of Financial Corner, where we focus in on financial literacy topics. Now, today we'll be talking about financial literacy. Tamara, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Rich. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for having me, and hello to all the listeners out there as well.
Okay. I want to introduce you to the real deal, Justin Hill. Justin, introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Justin Hill.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Justin. Justin is going to be accompanying me as my co-host. He's going to get a couple of questions in, and we're going to just start out and just go right into the topic. And the topic is you. Tamara, who are you? And you represent Roselle County Community Bank. Tell us about yourself and what you actually do.
Thank you. So my name is Tamara Seville. I'm a community manager for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in the Community and Business Development Department. As a community manager, I am considered an advocate and a liaison directly from the community to the bank. I foster relationships with nonprofits, businesses, and schools, hosting financial health workshops, so topics from budgeting and saving to credit, providing that programming for the community to be able to help bridge the racial wealth gap in the Black and the Hispanic community. I've been in banking, just celebrated actually 10 years on March 5th. I've been at J.P. Morgan Chase for a year and a half now, being able to be that direct advocate for the community, delivering those financial health workshops.
Okay. Now, I know we have prepared questions, but I'm going to ask you a question out of left field. Are you ready, Tamara?
Yes.
Okay. I know, well, maybe I don't know. Were you born wealthy?
No, I was not. No, I was not. I actually come from humble beginnings. Both my parents actually are Haitian immigrants. So coming into this country, it wasn't just having that language barrier, but also that financial barrier. So when they came, they both settled into the beautiful city of Newark, New Jersey. So it's definitely, like I said, humble beginnings when I grew up, and a lot of the financial struggles that we experience over time, being that my parents were not born in this country, learning how to budget, learning how to save, and then credit, of course, was definitely something new for them to learn. And then for myself, financial literacy did not exist when I was in school, so I wish that it was a topic, but my job, again, definitely allows me to be able to learn, even as I'm teaching these workshops, learn about all the financial management that's necessary.
Yeah, so you got to the heart of where I was coming from, your family background, and that has had a motivation for you, and then probably an encouragement to get the information of financial literacy, so that, you know, your next generation probably won't have to go through what your parents went through. And correct me if I'm wrong there.
No, exactly that. You know, I wish there was a community manager that existed for my parents when they first came into this country. But, you know, here I am now.
Right. And I'm thinking that gives you a lot of motivation as you go out into the community, meeting different people under different circumstances as well.
Yes, yes. Especially working in the Roselle and Union County community, and even in Essex County as well. The demographic is from, you know, young to old, from immigrants, you know, women, men, different ethnic backgrounds as well, just being able to educate people about financial literacy. You know, we talk a lot about physical health. We talk so much about mental health, but financial health pretty much is circulated in that same category, right? So it's important to have not only your physical health in order, your mental health in order, but also the financial health as well.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, I know you're talking real fast, so I want you to relax, slow down, take it easy. We got plenty of time, right? And the first question is a combination of, as you know, is three questions all in one. So I'd like for you to calmly, you know, explain to us what credit utilization is and maybe how it's calculated and what would be an ideal way to utilize it.
If I was to summarize the definition of credit utilization, I would say that it's the overall usage of your credit. So to be specific, the balances that you're carrying from month to month, including your credit limits. So if we were to put it in a ratio, it's the sum of all of your balances, and you would divide that by the sum of your credit card limits. So for example, if you have two credit cards, each with a $1,000 limit, you owe $500 on one credit card, you owe $250 on the other credit card, your credit utilization ratio is now $750 divided by 2,000. And that would now put you at 37.5%.
Okay. All right. So I still need you to relax and take it easy. And I know that you have a lot on your plate. But I'm going to go right to the next question and ask you, how can a high credit utilization make or an affect my credit score?
Well, with the high credit utilization, when you're applying to a new lender, it may suggest that, you know, you're having a hard time paying your debt. So the higher your balances, the more of a negative impact that will actually have on your credit score, depending on which credit system is actually used. So, for example, if it's FICO or VantageScore, when determining your score, it could be up to 20% of your credit score. So, again, that's your credit utilization that could carry up to 20% of your credit score. So always being mindful of the balances that you are carrying. The recommendation is to stay at 30% or lower. So, for example, if we do have that credit card that's at $1,000, trying to carry over $300 or less for that month-to-month bill.
Okay. I'm going to bring in my co-host and ask him to introduce himself and make sure you introduce yourself to Tamara. Take it away. You have a question, don't you? You have a couple of them. Take it away, Justin.
Hi, again. My name is Justin Hill, and my first question is, what are some ways to lower my credit utilization ratio?
Hi, Justin, and great question. So I'll name three ways. The first one is if you want, you can pay down twice in a month or even three times in a month for those credit bills. So, for example, if your bill was due maybe on the 25th of the month, right, you can pay on the 15th, you can pay on the 20th, and, again, pay on the 25th, right, if you wanted to pay multiple times. Another way is to pay more than your minimum payment. So if you receive your credit card bill and the credit card bill says that your minimum payment is only $25, you can actually pay more than that, right? So you can pay $50 or $100 instead. And another option that I would provide is to be able to work with your lender to find out if you're eligible for a credit card increase. So if you were at $1,000, potentially going up to $2,000 to $3,000 could now help lower your credit utilization. And, of course, with this method, you know, I wouldn't say this means to spend a little bit more or increase your balance, but it does help you in terms of that ratio that I provided earlier where the sum of all your balances combined, and then now they would divide that by your sum of your credit card limits to maintain that 30% or less.
Okay, Justin, you have another question?
Yes. Is it better to have multiple credit cards with low balances or one card with a high balance to maintain a low credit utilization ratio?
So another great question, Justin. So whether you have multiple cards or one card, you definitely still want to maintain that 30% or less credit utilization. It helps keep you in that safe zone. It helps keep you safe even when it comes to your credit score to maintain that positive score. So I would suggest, you know, regardless of how many cards you have, try to maintain at least that 30% or less.
Okay. I'm going to take it back. Thank you, Justin. How often should a person actually check their credit utilization ratio?
So, believe it or not, Rich, there's no set exact time or number, but best practice I would say is definitely monthly. You know, when it comes to our credit bills, we're paying those on a month-to-month basis, so it would be easier for you to track as you pay your bills. Then being able to do that ratio, again, where you're taking the sum of your balances and the credit card limit to divide those two numbers to maintain whether or not you're at that 30%. And if you're not, now you can be able to plan for your next monthly payment how to lower your credit utilization. So overall, I would say if you're not having a consistent basis now, then trying to check your credit utilization on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. So my next question as we wrap it up is, you know, there are young people out here. We're talking about credit utilization. They might not have experienced credit. They could be in college. We're throwing numbers around, and they're like, okay, so why is this important to me as a college student, a young person, and why do I need to take in any type of information about financial literacy? What would be the important thing, and what would you say to a young college student just getting out there?
All right, so to a young college student, I would say, you know, I once was in your shoes when, you know, I first started college. A lot of offers was coming my way in terms of credit card applications, you know, in terms of also having like student loans. So using credit wisely is always the first thing, understanding that what credit is and then credit utilization. The reason that it's important because at some point in time in your future, whether it's for a job, whether it's for getting your first apartment, your credit check will be something that's highly important, right? Consider like your credit report is similar to a report card, or similar to a job resume where they're inspecting your skills and experiences when it comes to credit. And the prime age and prime time for credit is at that college student age, right? So knowing where you stand in terms of credit, when you apply for it, why you're applying for it, do you actually need it? When it comes to credit and then the utilization, that will now be based off of your usage, right? How you spend your money. So are you using it for emergencies? Are you using it for daily expenses? Are you using it for small purchases? Are you using it for larger purchases? But the best thing when it comes to credit utilization is to use it for emergency, is to use it for something that's more of a larger expense versus a small expense. Because, again, When it comes to credit, you will need it for so many more things in the future. Anything that you're applying for, even if you're getting your first car, right, that also will come with like a credit check. So maintaining and starting off early with that positive credit will help you from a college student and then on later into after your career or after college.
All right. Thank you so much, Tamara. It's been an honor to have you. And what would be your last words to our audience, if any?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I would be remiss if I didn't say Happy Women's History Month to everyone out there.
Okay. Justin, close us out, man.
I want to thank Tamara and Mr. Bay for joining us. And make sure you check out our next show on Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Questions Radio is the best.
The best youth radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.